Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's Missouri River Basin Conference call. Due to basin conditions, this is an ad hoc call to provide an update of runoff conditions. These calls will be held daily at 1 o'clock p.m. The information for today's call will be the same contact for the rest of the week. This call is provided as a courtesy to congressional representatives, tribal, state, and local government officials, including levy sponsors, emergency managers, and the media. I'm Eileen Williamson, and I will be your moderator. This call is recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for media reuse at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWD. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines have been placed on mute. To unmute your line, you'll need to press star 6, unmute in the app, and be aware that the force mute function may still not work on all phones. So if I ask, use your phone's own mute function and do not place the call on hold. The question and answer session will take place at the end of the call. Our agenda is as follows. We'll have opening remarks from Colonel Rob Neubauer, Omaha District. We will have a weather update and runoff update from Kevin Lau with the National Weather Service, Missouri Basin River Forecast Center. We will have water management division updates from John Remus, and we will hear from Kansas City District and Omaha District emergency managers. With that, I will allow, I'll turn the call over to Colonel Neubauer.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks again for joining us. Busy afternoon as well as morning for the district. Just a couple of communication efforts that we've been going on. We conducted a call with both the governor of Nebraska and the governor of Iowa and relayed the same information that we will disperse during this meeting. After this call, our team is going to talk with the local leadership, the mayor of Omaha, as well as the team over at Council Bluffs and update them on what the river's doing, what we're seeing, and efforts we're doing to assist them. Thanks for joining us. We're trying to be as transparent and forward-leaning in terms of communication as we can. So we welcome all your questions. Back to you, Eileen.
Thank you, sir. And Kevin Lau with a weather update.
Good afternoon, everybody. Again, I'm Kevin Lau. I'm with the National Weather Service, Missouri Basin River Forecast Center in Kansas City. I'll go over where the tributaries are and then go to the main stem. So the James River still has not crested yet. We expect the crest on the James to be about 34,000 cubic feet per second on Wednesday evening. The Vermilion, we expect it to crest overnight tonight. We're estimating 30,000 coming out of the Vermilion. The Big Sioux is cresting now. It's has actually been cresting since overnight last night, kind of just hanging steady. In fact, I'm optimistically seeing a little bit of a drop on the Big Sioux at Sioux City. So, and we are estimating the flow there to be about 95,000. Entering the main stem. The Floyd crested on Sunday morning about 42,000 CFS. The Little Sioux will crest tomorrow evening, Tuesday evening, around 40,000 cubic feet per second. Going now to the main stem itself, we believe that Sioux City on the main stem will crest this evening at 32.1. Omaha, we expect it will crest on Thursday at 35.1 feet. Nebraska City, we expect the crest to occur Thursday evening at 25.2 feet. Brownville, we expect it to crest Friday night at 42.5 feet. And finally, I'll talk about Rulo. We expect it to crest at 23.9 feet on Saturday. We do expect flooding all the way down through Herman on the lower river. The flooding downstream of St. Joe will be minor. I believe that's right, St. Joe. Anyway, certainly below Kansas City will all be minor, but just want to give folks the heads up that we do expect flooding for almost the entire lower river from this event. Looking forward as far as rainfall amounts, today we're good. Day two, which will be tomorrow, day two Tuesday, we do expect an inch or more over northern Missouri. But by the time it gets down to the river, it should still be before the crest along the Missouri River, the crest from this event. So I don't believe it'll add to the crest. Day three, we expect some rain in western Kansas will not affect the ongoing situation. Day four, we're looking at maybe half an inch over the northern part of Missouri. Shouldn't aggravate things too much. Day five looks like a fairly big event over northern Missouri. So I'm watching that with some caution, looking at 1.5 to maybe 2 inches over northern Missouri. That would be day five, which is Friday. And that's about when the crest will be hitting the lower main stem. So just have to keep a watch on what that system late this week might do to the crest on the lower river. And with that, I'll turn it back to Eileen. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. And we'll hand the call over to John Remus. I did have to mute the EOC room, so you'll have to come back off mute. I had a question about, are there slides? There are no slides for this call.
Can you hear me, Eileen?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Nothing new to update. I just want to relay that we are maintaining our 24,000 cubic feet.
Hey, John, you need to lean in a bit. Sorry. Heard you with the question and then you got muffled.
Yes. We're maintaining 24,000 CFS release from Gavin's Point Dam. Yesterday afternoon, we did begin to spill from the spillway there. We're running about 15,000 cubic feet per second through the spillway and about 9,000 cubic feet per second through the powerhouse at Gavin's Point. We're continuing to have a 2,000 average daily flow out of Fort Randall Dam, and we'll probably keep those up until we see the pool start to come down at Gavin's Point. Right now, the Gavin's Point pool is about 1209.6. It's still going up a little bit, but the inflows are starting to drop off. So we should see that turnover in the next few days. That's all I have. We'll take questions later. Eileen?
All right. Thank you, John. And we'll go to Mike Doolin in the Kansas City District.
Thank you, Eileen. I appreciate it. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Mike Doolin. I'm an emergency management specialist here in the Kansas City District Corps of Engineers. what I'm going to brief out today will be a little bit of repeat information from yesterday, just for folks that are joining us today that weren't able to make it on a short notice call. To start off, just as a reminder, dangerous river levels are forecast to occur within the Kansas City District on the Missouri River over the next several days. Starting tomorrow morning, where Rulo, Nebraska will enter minor flood stage. So if you're out there, you know, please pay attention to National Weather Service watches, warnings, and river forecasts, and remember to follow the instructions of your local emergency management agencies. The Kansas City District Commander, Colonel Travis Rayfield, declared a flood emergency in the district today at 1200 hours. Our Emergency Operations Center is activated to level 3 emergency watch with hours of operation from 0700 to 1700 daily. Future activation levels and hours of operation will be reevaluated as the flood crest moves into our AOR. We do have flood fight team on the ground today in Holt County, Missouri, providing technical assistance to levee districts. Currently, levee owners and operators are reporting in the area that they're confident their systems can hold back the forecast river stages without taking direct flood fight actions such as sandbagging. Now, should that change or occur, we are ready to support, and we will have a team up there in the Holt County area the remainder of this week and likely through the weekend as well. We will continue to monitor river levels and deploy additional flood fight teams as necessary. Current forecast from the National Weather Service, Missouri River Basin Forecast Center, as Kevin Lau mentioned, are projecting moderate flood stage to occur between Rulo and St. Joe, Missouri, as the crest moves through between 29 and 30 June, with minor flooding expected at many downstream locations all the way to Herman, Missouri. So with a forecasted crest of 23.9 feet at Rulo, Nebraska on 29 June, we can expect all non-federal levee systems within Holt County to have around 1 to 2 feet of freeboard. So the potential for overtopping, it does exist there if river stages end up coming in higher than forecast. This includes the levee systems of Corning, Union Township, Holt County Number 9, Holt County Number 10, and the Cannon Drainage District. Federal levee systems north of Kansas City should all have greater than 5 foot of freeboard as the crest passes through, but minor loading is expected on some federal levees upstream of Kansas City. Now, all federal and non-federal levee systems are expected to perform as designed. However, anytime a levee system is loaded with water, it does pose a dangerous situation. Levee rehab efforts following the 2019 and 2021 flood events have been completed in our district. All levee systems in our district's PL 8499 program have been fully restored to their pre-flood levels of protection. To date, we have received no requests for direct assistance, but we do have an inventory of 3.7 million sandbags and various other flood fight materials positioned throughout the district. So we are ready to support should requests come in from our state and local partners. This morning, our staff continued coordination efforts with Missouri SEMA, the Kansas Division of Emergency Management, and FEMA Region 7 to share information regarding the river forecast and levee status. Currently, the states have no unmet resource needs from the Kansas City District. If you have questions for us, we can be reached at 816-426-6320. Again, that number is 816-426-6320. If you call after duty hours, just please leave a message with your return telephone number, and we will get a call back to you as soon as possible. So to conclude my remarks, the Kansas City District is ready to support stakeholders up and down the river. We have an adequate inventory of flood fight supplies, and we are ready to respond to requests for technical and direct assistance. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. And Oliver, I had to put you guys on mute again, but if you can hand it over to Spencer.
Good afternoon. This is Spencer Giles. I'm the Emergency Management Chief for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Omaha District.
Spencer, sorry, can you lean in a little bit?
Certainly.
Thank you.
We are maintaining our Emergency Operations Center and have upgraded to level 2, partial activation. With operational hours from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. We do not anticipate a change in either the level, the activation level, or the hours of operation in the coming days, but we'll reassess regularly. In the last 24 hours, we've completed technical assistance to the state of Iowa and deployed 8 levee surveillance teams to monitor conditions and water level at our federal levee structures. We have additionally issued flood fighting material to 1 county in Nebraska. We continue to maintain an LOET liaison presence with South Dakota and have liaisons assigned effective today with Iowa and Nebraska emergency management agencies. We remain committed to providing technical and direct assistance, including flood fight materials, at the request of state and tribal emergency management offices. We will continue to monitor river levels and deploy additional resources when necessary. The bottom line, we want to be proactive on assessing and responding to risks presented during this water event. Current forecast from the National Weather Service Missouri Basin, River Basin forecast are projecting river water levels within a few feet of some of our federal levee systems. We will continue to monitor both the predictions and the situation at our levees and communicate any updates to our assessments in as timely a manner as possible. If you have questions for us, we can be reached by calling 402-995-2448. If it is after hours, please leave a message with the call service and a telephone number, and we will return the call as quickly as possible. In summary, the Omaha District is fully committed and prepared to provide all the assistance we can to help reduce the threat to life and property. Please let me know if you have any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Spencer. We will move to the question and answer period. I will go first to those who've raised their hands, then we'll go in alphabetical order by state. Please state your name and the organization you represent before asking your question. We currently have 181 callers on the line. And remember that your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All right, the first hand I see up is Randy Dockendorf. You'll need to come off mute, Randy. I sent a request, Randy, for you to unmute on your computer screen. Looks like, no, that's not from Randy. Randy, you want to try again? I'm going to move to Jody Heemstra from Dakota Radio Group while you're getting off your mic opened. She's asking, are releases on Owyhee or any of the other upstream dams on the Missouri River going to be slowed or adjusted for this event? Is holding current water in the system back in any of the reservoirs, will that be of help downstream to help spread out those floodwaters? John.
Thank you, Jody. Right now, we have not altered our planned releases out of Owyhee or any of the other reservoirs upstream. As we get further into the week here, we'll probably decrease releases out of Owyhee to kind of rebalance things again. But right now, we're not. Most of this water came in below Gavin's Point Dam, so holding more water upstream would not have made a difference in this particular flood. That answers your question.
Thank you, John. Randy, were you able to come off mute, figure out the microphone? If not, you can type your question in the chat and I'll take it that way. I'm going to move to the next question while you're getting unmuted. That is Andrew Tramp from Dakota Dunes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Thank you.
Hi, I got Jeff Dooley here with me too.
The question I had, I heard Kevin talk about a peak at Sioux City at 32.1. The website currently says 31.98. I guess that's about the same, right? It's 32.1 though is the current estimate for the peak.
Yeah, this is Kevin. Thank you for that question. Yes, we're still leaving a little bit of room for it to come up, to bounce up.
And that's supposed to peak at 7 a.m. or p.m. tonight?
This evening, so yeah.
Okay.
7 p.m. this evening, correct.
The second question I have is related to, you know, the DOT blocked exit 4, water went into McCook Lake above Dakota Dunes, and now it looks like it's out of McCook Lake and heading towards the river and maybe getting into the river. How do you see that? How do you see affecting water surface elevations at Dakota Dunes, which is upriver from Sioux City, and does that affect the gauge at all?
This is Kevin again. We don't have that in our model. We can't take that into consideration.
Okay. It's probably the same amount of water. It's just coming from 2 different locations now. So, all right, that's my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm going to try again with Randy. Are you able to come off mute? Still unable. Okay. I had a question about why we have not further reduced releases from Gavin's Point, even if just temporarily. I'll let John answer that.
You do.
Yes. Originally, we had planned to reduce releases out of Gavin's Point Dam, but the inflows from Gavin's Point Dam, primarily out of the Niobrara River, remained high. They actually are still higher than the outflows. So we could not reduce releases. The reservoir filled up. As I said yesterday, we raised the gates. So we're able to surcharge that reservoir a little bit, but due to the inflows into Gavin's Point, we could not reduce flows.
Thank you, John. Still unable to get the off mute from Randy. I do have another question, which is a request to repeat the CREST information. They're from Iowa DOT, so I'm presuming that's everything from Sioux City down.
Hey, this is Kevin. So we're forecasting a CREST of 32.1 at Sioux City, and that's this evening. Omaha, 35.1 on Thursday. Nebraska City, 25.2. That's on Thursday evening. Brownville, 42.5 Friday night. And Rulo, 23.9 on Saturday. Over.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. All right. So now we'll go to alphabetical order by state, starting with the state of Iowa. Remember to unmute on the computer screen, as well as press star 6 on your phone, potentially both, maybe just one. State of Kansas. Missouri.
Missouri's on. We'll continue to monitor, and I've talked with Mike Doolin several times since yesterday and then again today. So we'll just continue to monitor and work with our partners to the north.
Appreciate that. Who, may I ask, is speaking?
Jim Remillard, I'm the director for our SEMA.
All right, thank you, Jim. Any other state of Missouri? I see a hand up from Sunshine Thomas Bear.
Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I was just going to repeat the questions that I put in the chat.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't see them.
Asking if he would be able to send those numbers or either put them in the chat that he just read. Oh, thank you. And then how is the peak and crest determined? And is there a possibility that either of those may change?
Kevin.
Yeah, this is Kevin. So we run a computer model that incorporates rainfall that's on the ground, in addition to rainfall that we expect to occur over the next 24 hours. And we simulate the soil moisture as best we can, and we run all that information through to determine the timing and the height of the crest. And as far as the timing and the actual crest value, yes, they can change and do. So the closer we get to the crest, such as for Sioux City, which is tonight, we have a lot more confidence in it, of course. But the farther out you go, and if there's rain on the horizon, then that incorporates more and more less confidence in our forecast.
So I rambling, think that, oh, were you done? Sorry.
Well, does my rambling make any sense?
Yeah, it kind of does. I mean, it kind of means that you're somewhat uncertain, but hoping that that's what it is.
You nailed it.
Okay, good. Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure I heard that correctly. And also with the Rapidan Dam, I know that people are starting to worry. Is that any worry for you all, or how is that monitored up there at the dams? They're holding well?
I don't recognize that name. Can you say that name again?
Rapidan Dam near Mankato failed. So, I mean, I guess that's probably a lot of people's concerns is the dams failing, because I know they're pretty high up there, correct?
Okay, this is John Reams with Corps of Engineers. Well, the Mankato Dam is not in our.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, but I mean, I was just wondering about our.
Missouri River dams. Forming is designed, there are no dam safety issues there. We are doing monitoring those dams. As part of our routine efforts when we get high flows, but or high pools, but there are no dam safety issues on the Missouri River.
Okay, that was all the questions I had.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Sunshine. One other question, and then we'll go back to by state, is which county in Nebraska has requested flood fighting assistance? Spencer.
So I see that Irv had answered this also in the chat, but it was Dakota County here in Nebraska, and Omaha District provided 20,000 sandbags.
Okay, yep, I see that. Perfect. All right, I had a question about releases over the next couple of days from Gavin's Point. John?
Yes, we're planning to maintain our 24,000 release at least for the next few days. Probably longer. We have to wait till the pool kind of comes down so we can close the gates and start running everything through the powerhouse again. So it's kind of a wait and see, but we're not planning to go up our releases, but it may be a while before we come down.
All right, thank you, John. Okay. Going back to by state, we were on Missouri. Any last questions from Missouri?
None from SEMA. Thank you.
Thank you. Montana. Again, *6 to come off mute or use the microphone. Just click the red microphone on the participants list. That will take you off mute. There's also a red line across the microphone at the bottom of your computer screen that would bring you off mute. Montana. All right, Nebraska.
Irv Portis, NEMA. No questions, just again reiterating Governor Pillen's thanks to Colonel Neubauer and the team for the brief this morning. Very appreciated.
Right, thank you. Any other state in Nebraska? I've been asked for a repeat on the information about releases from Gavin's Point Dam. John?
Yes. For now, we're going to be maintaining our 24,000 CFS release, at least for the next few days, probably for the rest of the week. As the pool levels and Gavin's Point Reservoir drop, we'll be able to maybe drop those down. But for right now, it's 24,000 for the foreseeable future. There's also another question in there about how does this affect long-term system storage expectations? We haven't really been able to quantify that, but certainly our cutbacks at Fort Randall Dam will have an effect upstream where we'll have a little more storage than we would have had otherwise. So. We haven't really quantified that yet.
Thank you, John.
That's,
okay.
Excuse me, on that, we are not expecting any high pool levels at any of the other reservoirs as a result of this particular action.
Thanks, John. Any more from Nebraska? Okay, we'll move to North Dakota. I have a hand up from Summer Ballantyne.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. I appreciate the information on the anticipated crests at different locations. Could you, or I don't know if this is a good question for Kevin Lowe or someone else, but could you provide a little bit more information about what the expected crests mean in terms of impact to people and the surrounding areas? Like, where are you most concerned about flooding hurting people or being a problem.
Thank you, Summer. Where are you calling from, or what agency do you represent or organization?
I'm so sorry. I'm Summer Ballantyne. I'm with the Associated Press.
All right. Thank you, Summer. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, Summer. So this morning, personally, anyway, I've been most concentrating on our forecast at Sioux City, Iowa, because it is it's at crest, and it's our understanding that the city was considering having to take evacuation steps. So that's where my focus this morning has been personally. Now we've got several rivers that are out, several rivers that have crested several feet above previous records. And so I can't tell you from my standpoint, from our office, exactly where the most impactful situations are. We service several local weather forecast offices with the National Weather Service. And so you would almost have to go office by office to see where their locations of most concern would be. But again, for mine this morning, I was most concerned about Sioux City, Iowa.
Eileen, let me follow on that. Right, yes, Ms. Ballantyne. Right now, the most impacted population center is in the Sioux City, Iowa, South Sioux City, South Dakota, or North Sioux City, South Dakota area, where they've had some massive flooding that's impacted some homeowners there. Going downstream, most of the flooding will be contained within the levees, at least in the Omaha South to Kansas City area. There will be some ag impacts and possibly some roadway closures, but no population centers at risk at this time.
Thank you. And what was who just spoke? Sorry, I missed that.
It's John Remus.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Summer. Okay. I think I was on South Dakota. And
good afternoon.
Go ahead.
I don't have much of an update. Thanks again for all these calls and updates. As you know, the governor did another public update this morning, and we continue to make adjustments based on the river crest. So at this point, it does not look like the interstate will reopen tonight based off those Big Sioux River crests being flat but not going down. We did observe, in fact, I went out and saw where, and we would concur, the river is down, you know, tenths of a foot, not a significant amount, but it has gone down a little bit. And then the only other thing I'd add, Jeff, if you want to, Jeff Dooley, I asked the question earlier, if he wants to give him a call afterwards or is it with our state geologist, but we have been tracking the Cook Lake water coming back around. It's gone through a nature area. It will eventually end up in the river, but a little bit different timing. So new modeling needs to be done on that, but we do, he is tracking where that water is and he is out there right now. So I'll give him a call afterwards. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Was that John Wanamaker speaking?
No, this is,
I apologize, I didn't see the name.
This is Ryan Bruner from Governor Noem's office in the EOC here in North Sioux City.
All right, thank you, Ryan. I apologize, I just didn't see who was speaking.
Well, that's okay. Sorry, I should have my camera on, but
okay. I do have a couple more questions in the chat. Nicole from KQTV is asking, when is it considered flooding, or is that where it is considered, or where it is currently? So is that when it's considered flooding, or is that where it is currently? Kevin, you want to talk about the flood stages at different locations?
Sure. So flooding is the stage at which a river is considered to be flooding. It's a threshold that is set between the National Weather Service and the local community. They get together, the National Weather Service and the local officials, and they determine where, at what level does the river begin to impact infrastructure, roads, or buildings. And so that's what's called flood stage.
And so when the National Weather Service issues a forecast saying it's going to go into flood, that means that we think it's going to get above that stage. And so all of these rivers that we've been talking about this afternoon, all of them are above flood stage now. So, or at least most of the ones. And then for the lower Missouri River below Kansas City, they will reach flood stage later on in the week. But so that's what flood stage means. So most of the rivers we've been talking about have already exceeded that level. Does that make sense?
Made sense to me, Kevin. If there's more questions, I'll let you know. Have another question in the chat about wanting to talk. It says, who can we talk to about questions regarding National Weather Service Prediction Service and new web information for river gauges? I presume this has to do with the update to your website.
That is correct, yes. And Tom can reach out to me.
All right, I presume Tom has your contact information. I did see a few other callers' lines off mute. The one was John Wanamaker, if you had a question. And I'm looking to see if there's any more hands up, which there are not. I know Randy Dockendorf had tried a couple of times to ask a question. I don't know if you were able to come off mute, Randy.
Can you hear me now?
Can you lean in just a little bit?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Great. I apologize if you covered this before, but the James Vermilion and also Niobrara, what's the status on that? Especially with the James being so slow at receding.
Kevin, you want to address that one?
So the James River, it is not crested yet at the mouth. We expect the James River at Yankton to crest on Wednesday evening. And yes, it is a very slow moving river. Let me take a quick look. So it currently is in what we call major category, and we expect it to remain in major until the 29th. After a crest, of course, it'll start to recede, but we expect it to remain in flood, above flood stage until July 3rd. So it will take a long time for it to come back within bank. I hope that. And the Niobrara, you asked about the Niobrara, and it's already
Niobrara and Vermilion as well.
Okay. The Niobrara crested on Friday night, I believe.
That's good.
Hey, Kevin, this is Jim Remillard from Missouri. I have a question for you if you have a minute.
Let me make sure I didn't lie about the Niobrara. It's crested and coming back down.
Okay.
And then what was the other river, the first gentleman that was asking me, what was the other river?
I have Niobrara, Vermilion, and James.
Okay, yeah, the Vermilion, it is going to crest overnight tonight.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Of course, you bet.
There was another question.
The second gentleman.
Yes.
Hey, Kevin, this is Jim Remillard from Missouri. I'm just wanting clarification on the James River. Where is that actually at, that where it dumps into the Missouri? We have a James River, which I know is in Southwest Missouri. So there's two different, it always gets confusing when people hear you talk about the James River. I just want to get it in my mind, what state does that come from?
Okay, yeah, that's perfect. A perfect question. Every state has about three James Rivers. The one we're talking about this afternoon is the James that comes in right below, right downstream of Yankton, South Dakota.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much.
Just for awareness in the chat, there are questions related to the flood fighting assistance that the Omaha District and then Kansas City District are providing. Right now, the Omaha District is publishing daily press releases with information about how they are providing assistance. And I provided a link in the chat to their press release page that should contain a lot of the information that you guys are looking for. If you need more data, that is the two phone numbers that Mike Doolin and Spencer Giles provided for the Omaha District. That's basically everything down to Rulo, Nebraska. It's 402-995-2448. And for the Kansas City District, which is basically from Rulo, Nebraska down to St. Louis, is 816-426-6320. Any other questions?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Name and organization, please.
Yep, Ray Yost from Keloland News. I want to go back to what the official with the governor's office said for South Dakota. The interstates are expected to remain closed until approximately when? I-29.
I don't want to give a time. The DOT guy is not sitting here, and Craig's not sitting here anymore. But we do anticipate. If you look at that, map, I think they've got a press release they maybe have put out or on social media, Ray. So, like, have you guys put out a press release on social media yet about the interstate?
There was one yesterday. Everything's been on social media. I don't know if we've done any press releases. We're going to do most on social media.
Okay, check the DOT social media posts. Sure. It's on the DOT Facebook page. So there is a, but so not tonight. If you look at that crest, it is still, it's flat. And so the projections earlier, even the projections this morning, I got you on camera here, but, and I think we provided some of this, but the projection this morning was, you know, coming down to the level where the interstate wasn't inundated early this afternoon, and they could start the cleanup and maybe late tonight, like 7-8 o'clock tonight. Now that's not going to occur until the middle of the night or possibly tomorrow morning. So we're just going to continue to watch. So I don't want to give you a timeline at this point without the any of that. So I'll just refer you to the DOT social media post.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Thank you. Question in the chat from Andrew Nelson. Is it fair to say that there will be flooding, downstream flooding later this week? The worst flooding damage is now in the past, ? Or is it peaking today? I'm not sure, Andrew, where you're located. That does help if you can provide that.
Eileen, I'll try to address that.
Thanks, John.
The peak has not reached Omaha. As Kevin said, I think we're looking at the peak on Wednesday here in Omaha. So the flooding will begin to recede in the Sioux City area next 24 hours or so, but you're going to see the river rise at Omaha, stay high for a while, then recede, and that flood crest will move downstream. So I think the worst flooding damage kind of depends on where you're at and on the river. So that's it. That's that. The other question there from KQTV is flooding expected to impact Missouri highways or interstates, rural roads expected to flood, so on and so forth. I don't think we have an estimate of that this time. As far as the last part of that, driving in water, it's not recommended that you drive in water. You can't really see what's there. The road may have washed out. It may look like a few inches of water, and it could become even more than that. Moving water, it doesn't take a lot of water to float a vehicle. Just need to be very careful there. And while we're on that subject, I just want to reiterate that if you're near in the water, You need to be very careful because things can and will change and sometimes change very rapidly. And you can get yourself stranded very easily. So recommend that you be very cautious, even extra cautious if you are near water. You don't have to be near the water. I would recommend you don't go near. Just be very cognizant of the of your environment there.
And Nicole, on that, so for transportation related questions, right, we need to direct those individuals to the state DOTs. They're going to have the most up-to-date information in terms of closing closings and what, how long and projected over.
Thank you. Another reminder with respect to floodwaters is they are capable of picking up debris and chemicals that are part of the runoff. And so there's also health risks if you expose yourself to floodwater. Additionally, as water levels decline, there are chances for things like weak riverbanks. And so it's still not recommended to go out on those areas. Are there any other questions from our callers? You can put your hand up or come off mute and please state your name, organization, and ask your question. Grant Gerlach, he says, read speculation online that water was diverted into McCook Lake, South Dakota, to protect downstream area. Was water diverted that way? What caused flooding to be so severe in that area? I don't know if we have anyone available from South Dakota that can address those plans and how that that work is done. Ryan, are you guys able to respond to that? Grant, I'm going to have to get back to you on that one. I don't think that we have the information available to provide you right now, but I will get back to you on that. Okay. I'm not seeing other questions. I will hand it back to John and then Colonel. I'm sorry, Neubauer. I don't know why your name just left me for a second there. To John and Colonel Neubauer to provide closing statements.
I have nothing else to say, Colonel.
No. Hey, team, we're going to do this again tomorrow. Updates on all that we know. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you, everybody. That concludes today's call. Stay safe.